Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good visit last hour with Josh Schertz. I think that Billiken team is the real deal. They're 4-0. Next game will be Friday against IPFW, Purdue Fort Wayne. They can ball up there. It should be nice, though, to see what they can do just to close out the home early portion of the schedule. Then they play that Thanksgiving night game against Santa Clara, a huge game for them, to get them on the right track. Wouldn't it be nice if you could run the table, oh my gosh, in the non-conference before the A-10? That is ideal if you're the Billikens. I think they're going to start getting some votes if they do that in the AP Top 25. I don't know if they crack the 25, but if they start making some noise in the A-10, they're going to get a lot of attention. I think this team is good. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, and they need to stay healthy. But they are deep, and they are a fun group. We also chatted with Mark Schreiber, MuselAwards.com. And also, you can visit online to learn about the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. I think that's a way bigger deal than people realize. SkateSt.Louis2026.com. Once we get close to that, you're going to wish you were there. I assure you that. That is something that figure skating gets more attention in the Winter Olympics than anything else. And so St. Louis will have the world watching the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. Coming up, Chaim Bloom, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. Kurt is tuning in from New York City because he's fired up about Chaim. I think a lot of Cardinals fans are interested to hear what Chaim has to say on a weekly basis, and we will be doing that with him at 11:30. And Bernie Miklas, of course, will give him plenty of time at 11:45 to close out the show. But first, as we always do on these shows at 11:07, it's time for NFL picks. And let's get to it. First, I have to tell you that we were 5-7. I was 5-7. Drew isn't part of this. I was 5-7 last week, so I take full responsibility for being under 500. A 5-7 record is not good enough. I absolutely strive to make your Sundays better. And so I want winning records. I'm about 500 for the season. I've had some really good seasons. I've had some okay seasons. This would be an okay season. So far, it's week 11. There's a lot more to go. We go against the spread, remember. We're not picking straight up winners here. There's a game underway right now, 4:57 to go. The Dolphins and the Commanders. Doesn't sound like a great game, but they're playing in Madrid, so the fans in Spain are having a ball. And the Dolphins did beat the Bills last week, surprisingly. That was one of my L's I had to take. All right, here we go with the noon games today. You got Carolina at Atlanta. And the Panthers are 5-5 on the season, surprisingly better than the Falcons. I think a lot of people liked Atlanta. In fact, Vegas likes them now. They're a 4-point favorite at home against Carolina. Give me the Panthers. I don't care. Give me the Panthers, even though they lost to the Saints. I'm going Panthers bounce back, +4 at Atlanta. Tampa Bay at Buffalo. Oh, man, this is going to be a good one. Tampa Bay is a really good team, but I'll say it again. I said it last time that Buffalo took a loss And then they had Carolina waiting for them. Be careful here, Tampa Bay. You could be in for a beating this afternoon. The last time Buffalo took an embarrassing loss, they lost at Atlanta 24-14. They had to stew for an extra week because they had a bye. And then they destroyed Carolina 40-9. On the road, came home and beat the Chiefs as well. Buffalo still is not a team to be messed with, and I've got them -6.5 today against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Houston at Tennessee, C.J. Stroud is injured, so they're going with a backup quarterback today. I'm not sure it matters at Tennessee. The Titans are awful. They're 1-8. Spread's 5.5. Give me Texans -5.5. The Chicago Bears are tied for the lead in the NFC North. Wow. At the Vikings, apparently nobody cares because the Vikings are a 3-point favorite against the Bears. I got Bears all day on this. Bears +3. I think they're on a roll here, and I think they're going to win this game at Minnesota today and go to 7-3. Green Bay at the Giants. Giants fired their coach, Brian Daboll. We'll see if that means anything to them. They're a 7.5-point dog at home against the Packers, who just took a loss at home to the Philadelphia Eagles. This may surprise you, Drew, but I'm going to go Giants here +7.5. That half point is bothersome to me, to the point where I can't take the Packers on the road 7.5 based on how they move the football. I don't like their offense. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Two really poor teams here. I don't think the Steelers are that good. I liked them last week, granted, and they really disappointed me. I think their defense will hold the Bengals down here. It's a 5.5-point spread. I don't love that, but I'm going to do it anyway. Steelers -5.5 at home against the Bengals. They'll beat them by a touchdown, probably. Kind of an ugly game. Chargers at Jacksonville. Now, the Chargers are a little banged up here. Still chasing, though, the AFC West title because they have a chance to make some noise here if the Chiefs beat the Broncos. That would be very helpful to them. The Broncos currently lead that division. The AFC has Denver at 8-2, Chargers 7-3, Kansas City 5-4, and I think the Chargers are better than both of them. But the records are what they are. Chargers have won 3 in a row. I think they keep it going today at Jacksonville, and they sneak one out on the road. The spread is 2.5. I will give the Jaguars 2.5, Chargers -2.5 on the road. These are the afternoon games. Seattle at the Rams is a great contest in the NFC West. Both teams are 7-2. Rams, 3.5-point favorites. I think America has been doubting the Seahawks all year, and I think this is the game where they rise up and show why they might be the best team in the NFC going right now. They will improve to 8-2, and I'm going to take them +3.5 at the Rams. San Francisco at Arizona. Brock Purdy is back for the Niners. That's good enough for me. Even though he might be a little shaky with that toe injury, I like them big over the Cardinals today. I'll take the 49ers -3.5. Even though Arizona's pass defense is not bad. Baltimore at Cleveland. The Ravens 7.5-point favorites on the road. Okay. That's a lot, man. I'll do it. Ravens -7.5 at Cleveland. Cleveland's bad. And the Ravens are starting to get a little traction here with Lamar Jackson being back. They have to continue to win. They can't slip up, and I think they'll figure out a way to win pretty decisively at Cleveland. I'll go Ravens -7.5. Why did I doubt myself? Kansas City at Denver. So here we go. This is the game of the day. It's on KMOX. The 8-2 Denver Broncos have won 7 games in a row. Yet they are 4-point underdogs in their own stadium today against the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's because of what I just said. The Chiefs are the better team. And today they will have to prove that if they want to continue to be a player in this AFC race. Now, their schedule softens up a little bit, so they will have more opportunities to do it. But I think they do it today. I think the Chiefs -4 is a good play at Denver. We'll find out if Denver's a contender or a pretender. Some people think they're a fraud. I don't know that I'd go that far. Detroit at Philadelphia. I really like the Eagles tonight. The Eagles -2.5 against the Lions I think is good. I like the Lions a lot, But the Eagles showed me something going on the road and putting the foot down on Green Bay. Dallas at Vegas on Monday night. Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. Cowboys are 3-5-1 on the season. Vegas is 2-7. Vegas is a dog here, 3.5 points. I might surprise you here. I'm going to go Cowboys. I think they'll have a lot of fans in the seats. I think they'll have some emotion going where they have to get one here Monday Night Football. I'm going to go Cowboys -3.5 on the road at the Raiders. Those are our NFL picks. We'll talk some golf with my buddy Tom O'Toole. Coming up next on KMOX.
On 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Great to be back with you. Chaim Bloom, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, joining us at 11:30. Right now, we get to spend a little time with one of my favorite people. He is the past president of the USGA, and he is the founder of the Metropolitan Amateur Golf Association and leading a redevelopment effort at Normandy Golf Club. Joining us is Tom O'Toole Jr. Tom, it's great to have you back on KMOX.
Always good to be on KMOX with you, Tom Ackerman. Thanks for connecting.
It's good to be with you. Well, what are you up to in North County? I mean, this is really something that has been talked about for a while, and the latest development is that your lead donor is none other than Emerson. Talk about a global leader headquartered right here in St. Louis. They announced a $7 million commitment to the Normandy Reimagine project. That, Tom O'Toole, is going to get people's attention.
I hope so. Certainly a donation of that and contribution of that magnitude is a game changer. I've said this a couple times in the last week, Tom. You know, every project, every initiative, every journey, if you're successful, has a pivotal or monumental moment. Ours was on Wednesday with the Emerson announcement, and it is a game changer for this project and for that North County community to retain that asset and to start these programs in the middle of next summer for kids and youth in North County and beyond. It's monumental, really is.
It is already underway. You already started construction about a year ago, if I recall, and I think you have a soft opening that is planned this coming summer. Isn't that correct?
Exactly, Tom. We and Mother Nature is going to have a contribution to this over the next probably 14 to 30 days, but we're pushing to get as many holes as we can get completed by the end of this year, which will then allow us to have at least 9 holes for our programmatic initiatives starting, you know, whenever that grow-in looks good. If we have a mild winter and a good spring, that it could be in May. If we have a little tougher winter, then it might be early June. But, you know, that's what we promised our donors, and we're going to have programs there. We'll be operating out of a trailer, of course, because we won't have the clubhouse built. But the thing is, we will be impacting the lives of those youth in North County and beyond, and that's what this is all about.
Because golf can bring people together, and you are giving people opportunities to not only expand what they can do physically, but also expand their mind. If you could describe these four pillars: youth empowerment, technology and education, community engagement, and support for heroes. Kind of speak for themselves, but if you could put it into words, Tom O'Toole, what you are trying to accomplish here for the St. Louis area and beyond.
It's, Tommy, it's to have a venue, a place where all these great philanthropic initiatives like the First Tee of Greater St. Louis, which will have their, this will be their flagship programmatic location, and the Evans Scholars, which gives college scholarships to young boys and girls in our community to have the opportunity to have a college education. Obviously, tech and STEM are also important educational pieces for youth as we prepare for the next level of their lives. So we want to take all the programs that are already existing and have them a place to go so they can implement those talents and those messages that they're delivering to our youth and change their lives. So we don't have the programs as much as we want to have the venue for them to be there. And then the other piece, Tom, really is the community asset retention. You know, Chris Kramer from Beyond Housing, our community development partner, once told me that if you lose a community asset, you'll never get it back. This asset was on the brink of loss. Dilapidation and rundown of the golf course and lack of attention it had for, you know, the better really part of 50 years was on the brink. We brought that back. We're going to retain this asset for who? For the community. This isn't the Metropolitan Golf Association. It's not our 501c philanthropic foundation, the Metropolitan Golf Foundation. It's not Tom O'Toole's. It's for the community. And that's the beauty of it. They can be proud of something that has been there since 1901, and they get to call it theirs.
Tom O'Toole is with us, and this is a Jack Nicklaus signature design public course. It is going to be a facility that I think St. Louis will be very proud of, and we are a golf city. I mean, we are a golf town. Look no further than what's coming to Belle Reve next year. It just so happens that the timing of this also aligns with the Western Golf Association bringing in the BMW Championship, Tom. I mean, what a year that's going to be. And then on the horizon, the President's Cup at Belle Reve.
Right, and look what Stiefel's doing for golf in the PGA Tour Champions. So you're right, Tommy, we are a golf city, and we need to continue. But let's introduce the game to those who otherwise might not have been initiated enough or privileged enough to get to it, to have those things that you learn and are taught in golf to redirect their lives. That's the strategy. That's the second part of the strategy, to have these programs that expose people to this game, that create things like integrity and sportsmanship and self-policing. Those are life skills that we can apply well past our golf experiences or even our golf involvements. So that's the hope. But you're right, the Jack Nicklaus, let's not lose sight of a couple of things here this morning. Number one, Jack Nicklaus is 85 years old. He's designed over 400 courses. He doesn't need to come and do this. Obviously, he waived a substantial fee because he believed in the mission. He believed in the vision. That's important. This project changed the first time when I was able to convince Jack to come and on board. I bet you could solicit your listeners. There's many golf courses that were built by Jack Nicklaus where he appeared maybe once or twice, and his staff did the construction and built it. He's been here five times, coming back in December. He's committed to this project. That's a game changer. The second thing is, you know, the fact that Lyle Carsonbaugh and the Emerson board.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I guess had the vision or saw necessary to support this project in this magnitude is, again, it's monumental. And so without those two guys, you know, I'm good chance I'm still slugging this along in North County trying to pull this off. We're unbelievably grateful and indebted to both.
A $7 million commitment from Emerson to Normandy Reimagined. The project can be found at Normandy, which is with an IE, reimagined.com. NormandyReimagined.com to learn more. And what a great announcement and great visit. I always love catching up with you. We get to see each other from time to time. Not often we get to chat on KMOX, and I assure you it won't be the last.
Well, Tommy, thanks. Thanks for being our advocate. You're the largest voice in the region. And to disseminate this story to your listeners is important because we're still raising money to build the rest of the project. It changed last Wednesday thanks to Lal and the Emerson board.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom O'Toole, Jr., with us on KMOX. We will take a break when we come back. Chaim Bloom, Cardinals president of baseball operations, live on Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Now, back to the Grape R Sports on a Sunday Morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
It is 11:31, and it is our time to visit with Cardinals president of baseball operations, Chaim Bloom. Always a pleasure, Chaim. Thank you for doing this.
You bet. Good morning.
Good morning. How was Vegas? The GM meetings. I understand you were a popular man, not only because of all the possibilities out there this offseason for the Cardinals and others, but your first one as an executive in a little while. I'm sure it was nice to catch up with everybody.
Yeah, I guess it's always nice to be popular. you know, it's a fun time of year in that, like we've talked about, it's kind of the unofficial kickoff to the offseason. And for an industry where a lot of the people you know are in different places and scattered around the country, it's fun to get everybody together. You get to see a lot of your peers, see a lot of your friends, and start talking shop.
Yeah, and talking shop is certainly what the GM meetings are all about, right? Let's start there. Is that just to lay it out for everybody, you're at a hotel in Las Vegas. In this case, it was the Cosmopolitan, and it's an opportunity for everybody to visit. There are no expectations that fireworks are going to happen this early in the offseason at the GM meetings.
Yeah, that's accurate. You know, it really serves two purposes. One, like you talked about, it gets the industry together. Every team sends a delegation, not their entire front office, but some sort of delegation just to connect with each other. Some of it's social and some of it you talk business. And also Major League Baseball sends a number of their people. It's their chance to get all the baseball operations departments together to talk about things related to the industry and things that we might need to know, whether it has to do with rules, whether it has to do with business issues. So it serves all those purposes, but really the part that we probably spend the most time focusing on is the conversations with other teams. And you have plenty of agents there who want to start off-season conversations about their players, and then, of course, plenty of our friends in the media.
Yeah, absolutely. You have free agency that is underway, and you also have the trade market is out there, and that's what I understand is that a lot of teams probably look at the Cardinals and say, there are possibilities for us. There are players who make a lot of money. There are players that don't make a lot of money. There are players that have no trade clauses. There are players that don't. You offer a lot to teams out there. number one target for you, again, is pitching. I guess my question, when you look at what you have to offer, you know, the word we used for so many years was logjam. This team has a logjam at this position or that position. The word that I hear over the last couple of years is more redundancy, that you try to clear your roster of that. Do you look at it that way, that you're trying to sort out and organize this roster in a better way?
There can be times when you look at it that way. On one hand, you can never have too much of a good thing. And so if you have more talented players than spots, that's not a bad thing. But it might also mean that you're not optimizing your roster, and there might be a chance to align that talent in a different way that can help you win more games, both now and down the road. So for sure, you look at it like that. But, you know, it's better to have too much of something than too little of it. So, you know, it's not really something that you look at as a problem, just maybe an opportunity to find some way to improve your roster.
And also looking at what you have coming, too, is you want to clear, do you want to clear pathways for some of your higher rated prospects to succeed? Does that become a factor when you start to visit in terms of trade talks?
You never want anybody to be blocked. You never want anybody to be ready to help you, able to improve your team and not have a pathway to do so. There is a balance there, because you also don't want to be in a position where you have to push guys into the fire before they really should be there, and you shortcut that development process. Usually when that happens, you end up paying for it either then or down the road. So there is a balance to maintaining enough depth that guys can develop at the pace that they need to develop, but also that they have a lane to impact you when they're ready to do that.
When we talked last week before you embarked on these meetings, we discussed pitching. We actually did that the last couple of weeks, and there were two different ways to look at it. Via trade, you could try to acquire some young, more controllable pitchers. Of course, that comes at a cost. And when it came to free agency, if I remember correctly, you kind of looked at pitchers perhaps that could find an opportunity here in St. Louis to light their career back up, to get a spark, to find something that maybe rediscovered could launch them into the next part of their career. Did that come to fruition? Was that aligned with what you sort of heard, conversations that you had while you were there?
We've talked about all that. And I should add, just because we're focused on pitching does not mean we're going to walk past opportunities to get potential core players on the offensive side of the ball. We obviously want to make sure we're doing anything we can to grow our long-term core. But yeah, all those guys could fit. And, you know, it's kind of the holy grail for 30 clubs, in a sense, is to be able to find somebody that you can make better, whose career you can really enhance, and who can be a big part of your club going forward if you're able to get him somewhere that maybe his last stop didn't. Every club takes pride in trying to do that and in trying to circle the guys that can help you do that. I think as time has gone on, obviously the industry has really ramped up how it looks at those players. And so you're rarely the only one on a player. Usually if you see something that can blossom into something bigger, you're not the only team that sees that, but you might be the team that has a better opportunity, or you might, for whatever reason, be the place that that player thinks is best suited to him to go take that next step in his career. So we try to put our best foot forward as we start having those discussions more intently as the offseason goes on, and just try to find the right match.
Because 2027 status is up in the air because of a potential stoppage, does that matter? Does that play a factor here?
You don't want to overthink that, because the truth is, anytime you get near the expiration of a CBA, there's going to be a new agreement. You never know exactly what that's going to look like. You just want to make sure you're in position that whatever it does look like, you can be nimble enough to adjust to it, to take advantage of the opportunities that are there within it. Obviously, things can always change, but, you know, that's always the case in our business. There's always uncertainty around what the future looks like. That's part of what makes it fun, is that nobody has a crystal ball. So we all try to do the best we can. And if you overthink that to the point where you're not just looking for talent, you may end up regretting that.
Chaim Bloom is with us, and you mentioned the offensive side as well. I know the answer to this is probably you're looking everywhere for anything that can improve the club, I'm sure. But I'll be honest. I mean, I'm watching the postseason, and I'm seeing teams hit the ball out of the ballpark and change games with this one swing of the bat. And I looked at the Cardinals roster, and I thought, I don't know who does that right now. And so my question to you is power. Where do you see it at the moment? And is that something that you covet right now for 26 and beyond?
It's just a fact, like you said, that we didn't do that that much in 2025. And look, it is important, I think, to be a complete player and to be a complete hitter. Not every situation, not every pitch calls for trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark. And if you can't do some of those little things well, if you can't be a hitter first, you'll be too exploitable to get to your power. But that said, in today's game, with as nasty as pitchers are, as infrequent as contact is becoming, you better make that contact count when you do get it. And you better be able to take advantage of those good counts when it's a good time to try and drive the baseball. So it's certainly something that we look to do. It is a big part of today's game. I think there are some guys on our roster who have a chance to do more and more of that as time goes on. But obviously something that you look at out in the market. It's tough in a sense to go ask a player to hit for power without expecting him to have a good foundation as a hitter. You'd like guys to get to that more naturally. Game's just too hard to assume that if you're swinging for the fences on every pitch, that's what you're going to get. It usually comes better from a sound approach and from being able to work a count and get into an advantage count where a pitcher has to give you something that you can drive.
Last thing before we go, this time always goes so fast, I never have enough time, but I'm really, really interested in how the information is used by your front office to evaluate. I'm interested in how the scouting will look from top to bottom, the front office. I know you're going to unveil all of this, but can you give us a window into sort of how you're rearranging the look of the organization from that standpoint, evaluating players, the ones that you have, but the ones that you're trying to go find, or in terms of the opposition, just the way the Cardinals are reimagining how they look from that standpoint?
Yeah, this is always something that you want to try to evolve and move forward. Definitely having come into this organization pretty recently, it's something where I see some opportunity just to build a more robust process around how we do that. What it really comes down to is everything you just described, whether it's information from our scouts, whether it's statistical information, whether it's medical, whether it's makeup, you name it. It's all information. It all has some bearing on our evaluation, on the decisions we make. But it's important to use that information in the right way, use it in the right proportion, make sure you are using the right information to answer the questions that you have, and to be able to dig deeper on any particular player. What do we feel we have a good handle on? Where do we feel we need more information? What specific questions loom as we look at a player and try to break down not just who he is, but who he can be? So building a process that allows you to do that systematically across every player, whether it's your own player, whether it's players you might acquire, whether it's a guy who's in the big leagues or a guy who's in the Dominican Summer League, that's really where we have opportunity to build this out. And the better you can do that, the better you're going to be able to make decisions on those players. Again, whether it's your own player or whether there's players you have a chance to acquire. That's really behind the curtain where a lot of the competition is between teams. We're all trying to make better assessments. And you've seen teams spend more and more time on building a good process to do that. This is something where you go back 20 years, the Cardinals really emerged as leaders in being able to do that and in having a good process to combine all the information they had, regardless of who was supplying it or where it was coming from. If it's good information, we want to use it well. And the competition in the industry to do that is so intense. So this is a space where we can step up, we can improve our process and try to retake that advantage, because it's just fundamental to making really good decisions and getting better players.
It's a new way to look at it. Chaim Bloom, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, with us on KMOX. Thank you for the time. We love these Sundays, and we'll catch up with you next Sunday.
You got it. Enjoyed it.
Good to visit with you. When we come back, Bernie Miklas. Talk sports with us. It's Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Love visiting with Chaim Bloom. That was always is a treat. It's 8 minutes on the clock for Bernie Miklas. And you know what? We love the fact that we have so many sponsors. That's what pays the bills, my man. So this is a good thing. Saliga Heating and Cooling, SaligaHeatingandCooling.com, bringing in Bernie Miklas. Bernie, let me start with the bad first, and then we'll get into some other stuff.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I'm just so bummed out about the Blues, and I don't want to get I don't want it to ruin everybody's day, but they are terrible. I mean, they're just not good. You cannot tell me that this Blues team is suddenly going to flip a switch and be a playoff team based on what I see.
You know, when they did that last year, it was understandable because, you know, with all due respect, I don't think Drew Bannister was the coach that was going to get them out of a rut last year. And Jim Montgomery did. And Jim Montgomery has got one of the best regular season winning percentages by a coach in the history of the NHL. So when Monty engineered that pretty dramatic turnaround last season after a poor start, you could see, okay, yeah, that's him. He's a really excellent coach. Well, Monty's the coach now, and it's like they can't bring in another Monty to turn it around because he's already here. So it really is kind of an indictment of this roster and the number of players that just aren't doing enough and are not playing up to their capability. And it starts with goaltending, but that's not the only problem. There's all kinds of issues. I think it's just a lot of it is just, again, underachievement by players that you're paying a lot of money to who are better than they are, than they're showing, and they need to be much better than they've been showing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I hope the players hear it. I mean, I hope they hear the criticism. I hope it gets to them, and something's got to light them up. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Now, let me move into coaching in terms of football. Eli Drinkwitz stomps Mississippi State 49-27, 300 yards for Ahmad Hardy. My question is this. I want to advance it to this topic because it is a topic. Is Eli Drinkwitz going to be coaching elsewhere, or is he going to be at Missouri for the foreseeable future? You don't have a crystal ball, but right. When you start to look at these vacancies, do you think Drink is really a candidate, or do you think he stays back in Columbia?
If I had to bet a couple bucks, I'd say he stays. But am I confident in that? No. It all depends on what he values. If he doesn't think he can get Mizzou to be a playoff caliber team, or a national championship caliber team, that he's got to go to a much larger platform, a more historically prominent platform to attain that, then he would be inclined to go. You know, would that be Penn State? Would that be Florida if Kiffin doesn't go there? Would it be LSU? And Drink is, when I say crazy, I mean this as a compliment. Drink is actually crazy enough to where he would be ideal for the craziness down in LSU, right? So it just all depends what he's looking for. You know, here's the one thing though, man, as far as getting 100% support from the administration, 100% support from Jefferson City, 100% support from the big money people behind the program, the AL, all that stuff, facilities. I need that. Boom. They do it. I need this. Boom. They do it. I could really use this. You got it. How many places is he going to find to where his wish is their command? They're going to do whatever he wants them, whatever they will do whatever he feels he needs. And he's got 100% of everyone behind him. He doesn't even have to answer to the athletic director. Technically, he reports right to the university president. So, you know, it's like you've gotten this program up to a really impressive level the last 3 years, really impressive level. There's been a couple setbacks. But this idea that you can't make the playoff, I would push back on that because, listen, if you make a couple more plays against Alabama, you make a couple more plays against Vanderbilt, you know, and you keep, you know, your first two quarterbacks healthy, yeah, I think this is a playoff team. This would have been a playoff team this year. It's not like Mizzou in their setbacks and the games they had to win. It's not like they were getting destroyed. Yeah, I mean, Texas A&M did it, but the circumstances were unusual. You know, so I think they can still achieve the goals and the dreams that he would like to get this program to, especially if they expand to a 16-team playoff, which doesn't look like it's going to happen in the next round of expansion, but it's going to happen soon enough.
Yeah, I hope it does at some point. I really do, actually. I think it'd be nice to have even a bigger tournament. We have 3 minutes on the clock, so let me wrap with this.
Okay, man.
And that is the winter meetings are coming. The GM meetings are complete. Have you changed any thoughts on how the Cardinals are going to go about this, and who are the most likely candidates to be traded to acquire pitching in your mind?
I would say Brendan Donovan, number one. I would say Sonny Gray, as long as he consents, obviously, with the no trade. I do believe Arenado will be traded. But that's in a separate category because you're not going to get anything in return, not much anyway. You will with Gray and you will with Donovan. So I would put him in that order. I don't get a sense Wilson Contreras wants to go anywhere. So I think they'd be very silly to trade Burleson. I think they'd be silly to trade Herrera. I do think there's a couple guys you can build around. So that's how – and I think Pahe is going to get traded. But that's – again, that's a separate category. But that's how I'd rank it based on your request there.
Yeah, I think so. And then your acquire, we got about a minute or so. But you're looking at pitching. Young, controllable pitching would be ideal. But you could grab a couple of guys that maybe want to resurrect their careers.
There's no doubt about it. I think Heim Bloom and his people, the guys that he's hired, I think they qualify as turnaround specialists. They spot things in guys that can make them much better. And I think that there will be a number of candidates like that where they see something that maybe a lot of other teams don't see. So, yeah, a cost-controllable guy plus one guy that has done it in the past. Maybe he's towards the end of his career, but you can get a good year out of him just by – fixing a couple things.
Yep. Your incumbents right now, Gray, Palante, McGreevy, Liberatore. Certainly looks like McGreevy, Liberatore would be in there. Not sure about the first two. And then Kyle Leahy's got a shot to be in this rotation as well. But you can never have enough pitching. I mean, give me all the candidates. Battle it out. Duke it out. Let's go.
I'll be real quick. I did a deep dive on Leahy this past week, and I am convinced he could be a good starting pitcher. He's got five pitches that are above average. How many major league starting pitchers can say that, right?
Yeah, and he's tough.
I mean, and he is tough. And you know when he pitched two innings or more this past season, he did that 20 times. You know what his ERA was? 1.01.
That's what I'm talking about. Bernie Miklas, yeah. Appreciate you, man. Have an awesome Sunday, buddy.
You got it, man. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Good show today. Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.